had the opportunity as a child to be part of a children's mission or children's good news club. Or in later years, perhaps you've had the opportunity to teach in a similar situation to that. You will indeed have come across a material, probably, more than likely, from Child Evangelism Fellowship. I'm sure many of you can think back to times in children's meetings or Sunday schools when there were used the Velcro, or it wasn't Velcro in those days, a sort of flock material, figures that would stick to a board on an easel. And say, Child Evangelism Fellowship was often responsible for producing that kind of material. I'm sure things have moved on a lot since then, but we still often use, we use pictures and all sorts to convey the truth of the Bible to boys and girls. I'm delighted, we were delighted this morning to have Gordon Anderson, and I'm delighted also that he introduced us to Russell Brooks, who is worshipping at Riverside at the moment. And I believe Russell has been with us a number of years ago. He's no stranger to the area. He lives in Cumnock, and he is the Director of Development for Child Evangelism Fellowship in Europe. And without further introduction, Russell, it's really good to have you, and we look forward to what the Lord will say through you. Thank you.
Well, it's nice to be back and see a few friendly faces. I see some smiling ones down the front here. I sometimes wonder why everyone sits at the back of the truck. Is that to make a quick getaway? It's lovely to be back here. It must be 10 or 12 years since I was last at New Crescent Baptist. And it's lovely to come back and view the new fellowship with those whom I know. I know a few faces in the middle here too, and we've worshipped together in various churches over the years. And it's really nice to be here. To give a little bit of background to where I'm coming from, I worked alongside Child Evangelism for over 25 years. I started off as a volunteer way back in the dim and distant past, and started off as a volunteer. Before I knew where it was, I was then a director with the board of CEF in Britain. And in 2005, when I was thinking of retiring, taking it a bit easier, the then director of this European region phoned me one day to say, like, a word with me. And I wonder if I was getting the sack, really, I did. But anyway, he came to see me and he asked me if I would consider taking on the job I now do, which is Director of Development for the whole of the European region, which covers 46 countries, including all of Russia and all the Central Asian republics, the Muslim countries. Well, my wife and I prayed about it, and God led us to do that job, which I'm still doing today. It's a vast area. And tonight, just before we come on to the actual speaking part, I'd like us to turn, first of all, to Psalm 111. Psalm 111. I think. Presentation is. No, come on a minute. Psalm 111, and we'll read the first five verses. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. In the assembly of the upright and in the congregation, the works of the Lord are great, sought out of them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. The text for tonight is that verse there, the works of the Lord are great. And I can testify tonight to just how wonderful are the works of God. When I see what's happening in the nations I am traveling in on a weekly basis, it sometimes astounds me at just how much God does. Can we have the presentation up, please, David? Hold it there, yeah. A couple of years ago, we were looking at a slogan for CEF. And we met together at our headquarters in Switzerland for the Europe region. And this is what we came up with. Raising a new generation rooted in the Word of God. How do you change people? How do you change a nation? You change the children. And if you can reach the children with the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, it's amazing, as I'll show you in a moment, it's amazing how that happens. Again. And again. Usually I have my own thing here, and it's a bit different not having that. Our text for the day, I said, was the works of the Lord is great. We praise the Lord, and CEF especially, for the great work he's doing among the people of Europe. Over three quarters of a million children in Europe last year were taught the Word of God through the people in CEF. And of that 750,000, 14,000 of them were counseled for salvation by someone in the CEF family, either a worker or a volunteer, either through a good news club or whatever way. This year, we've just finalized the figures, just in fact, no later than 3 days ago, we reached 14 million children around the world in 183 countries so far. CEF ran 43,186 good news clubs, and we trained 289,000 teachers throughout the world in the last fiscal year to fulfill the Great Commission of reaching children with the gospel. The CEF motto for this year is every child, every nation, every day. And I am so privileged to be a part of this wonderful ministry that reaches the children. The greatest sadness I have is that in this country, we have very few CEF workers. When I was running the office in Glasgow before I took this job on, at that time we had 18 full-time. And now we're down to 2, either through ill health or people moving on, whatever it might be. And that's sad for me, coming from this country, that once was the country that sent out so many people worldwide to teach the gospel to every nation. We look at our newspapers and our televisions, and we see all the troubles we're facing as the government makes changes to God's laws. And I'm sure if you're like me, you will be very upset over the way the government ramrods its ideas through without any recourse to the electorate or anyone else. And yet, as we see the decline in this country, this beloved country of ours, of evangelism, as of reaching people, yet God, in his mercy and grace, is reaching so many people elsewhere. Good news clubs here on the screen, telling you the work of the children happens in various ways and various means. The young man on the right-hand side of the screen here, you can hardly see him, is a man by the name of Barna Kovacs. Barna is based in Romania. And Barna had a desire to go and reach the itinerant gypsy children not far from where his home is to teach them the gospel. These children weren't allowed into school. They were so disruptive. Their parents are vagabonds, thieves, you name it, and nobody wanted anything to do with them. But Barna had a desire to go to these children. When he started working with the children, he had to teach them the basic alphabet lessons. They couldn't read, they couldn't write. And so he doggedly worked with these children. He came to the clubs in barefoot and in rags, hardly anything to wear. As they couldn't read and they couldn't write, they weren't allowed to go to school. And so he taught them faithfully the alphabet and the Bible verses. children came to Christ. And their lives were changed. Adults, too, trusted the Lord. And so the Good News Club led to a local gypsy church starting in that village, which now has over 100 members. The works of the Lord are truly great. It's not what we do, it's what he does, if you are willing to go and do it for him. Parents before who had been thieves and drunkards were transformed by the grace of God and began to look after their children. The gypsy's children were allowed to start attending the local school. And the principal of the school realized that these children were better behaved than the ordinary children who came from Romania. So much so that the math teacher came to Christ by speaking to the gypsy children about their faith in him. God is in the business of changing lives. Changed my life, and I hope he changed your life. You know, as I was coming here tonight, I was reflecting in the car as I was driving, and the words came, the text came to me in John 6, where the Lord Jesus has been speaking to the multitude. He just fed the 5,000 not long before that. He was speaking to the multitude, and he told them some unsavory things they didn't want to hear. And then he asked the disciples that question, that wonderful question. Will you also go away? And we know the answer. Peter stood up. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And you know, when we're in these countries with these people, as I am week by week, month by month, it's absolutely amazing to see God's truth develop in young children and into teenagers, and then it affects their parents and it affects others. There are over 3,000 Good News Clubs now in Romania. In Europe. And there's 60,000 children every week are coming to those clubs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Next slide. Camp ministries. I'm sure many of you went to camp as well. I know I did as a young lad, 10, I went to camp. And camp was wonderful. I got involved in camp in the early days and became a leader in camp and eventually led many boys or girls to know the Lord. And one of the big ministries that we are involved in, especially part of my ministry, is camp ministries. In Ireland, we have two major camp centres, and they are constantly working with young people. We don't use it for young people, we use it all the year round. The idea behind what we feel in CEF is a camp centre is no use just for a couple of weeks in the summer. It has to be used all the year round to make it obviously viable. To be able to pay the staff, and more importantly, to be able to utilize the center to its best ability. And in Ireland, we have two wonderful camp centers, which I visited many times. One of the young girls that gets saved there, you see the quote on the screen here, "Thank you for showing me how to believe in Jesus Christ." That's what it's all about, folks, pointing boys and girls and men and women to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. That is the joy of my ministry, to take those children, and I'll share more about it in a minute or two, especially in Muslim nations, and show them that Jesus is the only way to heaven. One of the other projects I'm currently working on, next slide, we've got a big camp center in Thessalonica. Now, you all know where that is, and we got a couple of railway carriages there because we didn't have much funds at the time, and we put them together and did them all up. And now we have a camp there all through the summer, all through the autumns, and many, many children come to those camps. We're currently building a new camp just now in Ukraine, southern part of Ukraine, just over the border from Hungary, a place called Beriksas. It's not finished yet. But last year, we had 1,900 children over a period of 6 weeks in the summer. are desperate to come to camp. They've never heard the gospel. And they come, and thankfully, many of these children are being saved. I've been there with them. Time doesn't give us time to show you all the photographs, but it's amazing to see these children sitting outside in makeshift shelters were built to be able to accommodate them all. They're coming so many at a time. One of my favorite projects just now is our new camp center in the Azores, the Azorean Islands. Do any of you know where the Azores is? Have you been to the Azores? Anybody here? No? The Azorean Islands is halfway between Portugal, maybe a third of a way, between Portugal and the USA, right smack in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. It's a group of 9 islands, Portuguese speaking. And none of those children had any outreach for the gospel. That was my first project I took on when I took on this new role, was to try and establish a camp unit, a camp center in the Azorean Islands. And we're still working on it. It's now open. And I had an email from my people just the other day. We had an outreach for the local churches, who are all Portuguese-speaking, mostly. One English, mostly Portuguese. And 100 people came to the camp that night, on the Saturday night. And one old lady of 98 came to know the Lord. She watched the children. She saw how happy they were. And she wanted to know what made them so happy. And somebody sat down with her and counselled her to come to know the Lord. 98. It's never too late to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. That work has grown over the last 5 or 6 years as we managed to buy a piece of ground and develop a camp centre. And now it is under full swing all through the year. It's never closed. It's open right through. And God has blessed in so many ways that camp center in the Azorean Islands. It's a joy to go there. And every time I go there, you have a list of churches who want you to come and preach. And it's a fight among them all which ones you're going to keep happy this time and the next time you go to them. But you know, it's amazing how God opens doors. And these churches at one time didn't even talk to each other half the time. But now they are come together and they realize the joy it is in serving God together and reaching children with the gospel. Next slide. 5-day clubs. One of the big things that CEF is famous for, if you're knowing about CEF, is the 5-day clubs. We've got a whole raft of 5-day clubs happening right now in London. We've got teams from Ireland and from Europe and obviously UK. And we're working in the London area and we're trying to reach the children there with the gospel. One of the big outreaches in London just now is to the Muslim children and to the Korean children, especially those from North Korea. And God is blessing us mightily in those efforts in London. You'll see here, not too quick. Back one. You'll see it says on the screen here, saved through CEF, serving through CEF. The girls in the middle of the picture were brought to know Christ in Denmark many years ago as children. Both of them then came into the work full time as workers. And the tallest one there is now the leader of the work in Denmark. Isn't that wonderful how God works? The works of the Lord are great. Saved as a child and now serving in that capacity in Denmark. It's great how God does things and makes it for his own glory. Next slide. School ministries. How many of you would love to get into the schools in this country on a daily basis? In some countries in Europe, it is possible to teach in schools. And the Lord worked in a wonderful way several years ago in Latvia. And they gave CEF the opportunity to teach a Bible program to the first and second year grades in all the elementary schools of the country. As part of that program, children learned by heart Bible verses on God, creation, and sin, and the Lord Jesus Christ and salvation. The problem was we didn't have enough people to teach all the children in the schools for those 2 years. And so we set up a program of seminars to teach the Christian teachers who we knew and local people to come and teach in those schools. I was over just recently teaching some more of the groups. And these girls are teaching all day in school. And in the evening, they come to the classes I was running in Riga. And we teach them TCE, teaching children effectively. They give up all the free time to be able to preach this, to teach this ministry. In the following 2 years, the Latvian authorities asked us then if we would teach the rest of the years in school, the first 5 years in primary school. And now we are, next slide, we're now teaching, and again, 1,500 Latvian schools every week. 1,500. Isn't God great? What an opportunity. I wish and trust that in this country we could access the schools in the same way. I know our pastor Alistair in Riverside has been teaching some of the schools, I don't know about here in Prestwick. I know some of the difficulties he had with the change of the head teachers. But here the government are backing this scheme. And of course it's put us under tremendous pressure trying to be able to raise the funding to fund all this because there's no money in Latvia. And at the current moment I'm trying to build a new office complex there to be able to minister with these people to the whole country. It's a major project that's running now. It's been running now for the last year, and we hope, God willing, next year to have the new office block built and finished. Thankfully, we have all the money raised for that, or most of the money raised for that. God and his people have supplied all the funding for that project. But if you think about 1,500 schools, what a difference it makes to those. I was in a church just 2 or 3 weeks ago in Latvia. I was speaking in the morning service, and there was 1,000 people at the service. 1,000. Amazing how God is working in those countries. In this country, people don't want to know about God. Yesterday morning, I had a very sad task of attending a funeral of one of my ex-staff's sons. I don't know if you read about it in the paper or not. George might remember Ronnie. Ronnie worked with us when I had my own business. And his son was killed in a motorbike accident a couple of weeks ago, coming from Dumfries up to Ayr. And an old lady of 80 drove out a side road, dead. I knew he wasn't a Christian. Yes, he'd heard the gospel. His father had heard the gospel through us. And they had a humanist service for him yesterday morning at Mason Hill Crematorium. I sat there, you know, in tears as I saw how empty it was. No hope. No hope. And this country is going that way so much just now. People just don't want to know who God is. They're missing out on the greatest gift in life. Next slide. Another thing that CS does a lot with now is Junior Youth Challenge. To be able to follow up children who are reached and saved through the Good News Clubs, we have, and all the various ministries, we have this program now for 11 to 14-year-olds to be able to disciple them in the work of God and in the work of the church. And we're thankful for the good materials which have developed, like the lesson on the book of James and others. Courses are held for leaders of junior youth team clubs. And we have now got 345 junior youth groups in the European region, 345. And the number is growing daily. And again, this is a quote from the leader, some of you know her, Linda Corey, in Romania. She said, God is working in an amazing way in the lives of young teens. It was encouraging to see a good number of them participate in the junior helper courses to prepare them and to take part in 5-day clubs. The Lord is at work among the 11 to 14-year-olds in Europe. God be praised. Another ministry we are very much involved in is Bible correspondence courses. Or we call it the Mailbox Club. And each week, We send out to the children who want to be part of this a lesson for them to mark and fill in and send it back, and we mark it immediately and send it back out to the child with the next lesson. In Romania, in the town of Sibiu, we keep a sub-post office running 24/7 just with the mailbox lessons coming back into the building. And yet in this country, we can't get kids interested. They're too interested in the TV, they're too interested in games, the game culture, all that type of stuff. And yet in those countries, God is working in a wonderful way. Last year across Europe, we had 191,000 children following the Good News lessons with CEF. And in Germany, for instance, we've got 5,000 children at the German office daily coming on, or weekly coming on with their lessons, of which we, and you'll see the girls there in the picture, sorting through their lessons and sending them out to people. So it's great to see what God is doing. Here's some of the children here as they're filling the lessons in, sending back the lessons day by day. Next slide. This will interest George, this part of it. Internet ministry. When I first came into this ministry, I was asked if I would oversee initially the internet ministry for Child Evangelism Fellowship worldwide. At the time, we had our site written only in English. We now have it in 20 languages. And this is, I'll leave these in the church friend at once. This is a little card the child gets, and it tells them about Wonderstuff. And it's an internet ministry which is dedicated to children, using Old Bible, Old Testament characters, etc., etc. And this is a little card for the parents. And on it, it tells them what is CEF, set their mind at rest, and what is Wonderstuff. At the moment, we've got well over 1 million children following this course every day. And we have trail guides. Trail guide is someone who answers the child's questions live on the computer. And so we have teams all day everywhere in the States, in Europe, here, all around, every country in their own language, who answers the questions from the children. And it's a form of they've got games, and then after the games, there's so many questions. On they have Bible stories, and after that, so many questions. And then they fill this in, and they press the button, it sends it back to the trail guide. She corrects it and sends back the answers, and then they can carry on the game. Now, we found that if you just let them play the games, they play the games, it's finished, and then they disappear. But if you keep them hanging on, looking for the next answer, they keep coming back and coming back, and they really get involved. And then they start to tell you about their troubles. Then they start to tell you about how they get saved. And it's wonderful to see the amount of children who this year alone have been saved through the internet ministry of Wondersurf or in Dickerson.com or in Clique-la-vie. Clique-la-vie is the French one, and Dickerson.com is the German one, and obviously Wondersurf is the British and the American one. But now we'll have it in Latvian, and we've got it in Romanian, and we've got it in most of the language of the main countries in Europe. Next slide. Workers. At present in the European region, we have 563 full-time workers, all living by faith. None of our people get paid a salary. They raise the support through the local church, through their family, or whatever way they can. And that applies to all of us. And so God is blessing that way. So we've got 563 full-time workers serving in 46 European countries. And most of those workers are nationals. Why did I say that? One of the big problems a lot of missions are finding today is that they're losing ground in countries because they're sending people from Britain or from America into those countries. That's okay to start it off, but that's not good for long term. I'm just back from, I was over a trip there to several of the Muslim countries. One of the problems in Muslim countries, I can only get a visa in some cases for 1 month. Sometimes only 1 week. In Russia, it's a nightmare trying to get a visa at all just now. And they charge you £200 to £250 for a one-week visa to go to Russia. Now, if we tried to administer the work in these countries from here, it wouldn't happen. And so CEF's logic is that we bring nationals out, if need be, or in their own country, and we train nationals, Christian nationals, to reach the children. And that's why we're so successful. And this year's ministry is an increase of 15% in the year before. And that's been the same for the last 10 years, 15%, roughly by year by year. Because we're using the people in the country. 2 years ago, we started a ministry in Turkey. Turkey is a very, very difficult country. It is the largest unevangelized nation in the world. It has a population of 70 million people, of which almost 100% are Muslim. In 1960, there were only 10 known believers in all of Turkey. 10. Today, there are about 3,000. It means that only one person out of every 30,000 in Turkey is a born-again Christian. Very small number. Turkey needs the gospel today. We have launched a new attack in Russia in many ways. We have now done a television program which we can air from outside the country for the children. We're doing internet ministry. And we've got two British people, believe it or not. I should say a British-Turkish couple. She's British, he's Turkish, and they got married in this country, and they've gone back into Turkey. And we don't use their names because if they find out who they are, they'll be back out of the country or they could be imprisoned. And this couple have now started working among the 28 million children of Turkey to try and reach them with the gospel. If you look at the book of Acts and look at the maps, you'll see Paul's journey through that whole region and how God blessed his day. And we are praying today that God will do the same work in Turkey as he did 2,000 years ago at the time of the first missionaries. Next slide. Azerbaijan and the Central Asian Republics, very, very hard area to work in. I'm just back from Tajikistan. I was stopped twice with the secret police while working there. I don't carry a Bible with me for that reason. All my stuff's on my iPhone or my iPad because they don't know how to look, how to even turn them on. But that's not the point. It's very difficult. Yeah. We have three workers in Tajikistan. They've been arrested. They've been beaten time without number. And I spent time with them there. Next slide. Here some of the children we're with in different parts of the country. And again. Some of the children we were working with and were over there. And you'll notice the bottom side here, this one here, this camp's held in the mountains. And it's mostly Gypsy children. And the secret police won't come near it because they're scared stiff of the Gypsy children. And they're scared stiff they'll put a curse on them. Seriously, they will not come near. It's great for us. We have no fear. Because we are sent of God above. And we're in there, the chap is teaching them Badir in the town he lives in. He's one of the ones that's been imprisoned and kicked and beaten time without number. But he's got a fervor for the gospel. It's unbelievable. He's Azerbaijan with a young woman. She's 26. She's a university graduate, extremely clever girl. She got saved and came to know the Lord, and she came to what we see here full time. I was over in the States with her a couple of years back. To raise support for her, because there's no support in these countries, no Christian witness. And when she came back home, she stepped off the plane, she was instantly arrested. They had followed her movements all the way to the States, and they could tell she was with me, what churches she went to, everything about her. They knew all about it. And she immediately was put in prison. But she's a fighter, and God sustained her through her all, and she was released and brought out. Another, one of the difficult countries is Turkmenistan. Our worker there just now is currently in jail for 4 years for teaching the children about the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've tried every means possible to get him out. No way. They wouldn't even listen. They wouldn't give us access to him. His wife and family haven't seen him since he went into prison. So I'd ask you to pray for these situations. These are difficult, difficult countries we're working in the Central Asian Republics. Azerbaijan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan's a bit easier, and Kyrgyzstan's a bit easier. Afghanistan, very difficult. But God is marvelous in how these people are so wrapped up in Christ that nothing Nothing stops them taking the gospel to the children. I ask you a question now. How would you do if that was the rule, if you were living in a country like that? How would you fare? We're sitting tonight in a lovely church, in lovely conditions, with all the latest technology available to us. Our office in Azerbaijan last week was burned to the ground by the Muslim extremists. Wiped the whole thing completely out. That's what these people are up against. Yet, their spirit never fails. And God works with them. He goes before them. He's like, often likened some of these people to Paul and Silas in prison and to Peter in prison. This young lady I'm telling you about who was arrested, we're in the States on one of our trips, and we're flying from the south of America up to Memphis to a meeting. And we're just taking off, and I knew there was something wrong with the plane right away. I did my pilot's license many years ago, so it's not a good thing sometimes to do things like that. And I took off, whoa, there's trouble here. I could tell by the way the plane was flying. Anyway, the pilot came on and said, look, we're returning to the deck for something to check out. Make it quick, brother. Anyway, this thing circled the sky to use up fuel and come lower and lower and lower. And the girl turned to me, she said, what's wrong? I said, it's okay, don't worry about it. Just pray. Well, she took me a word and she did pray out loud in the middle of the plane. This girl's unbelievable. And she prayed out loud in the middle of the plane, and all these people are looking about, saying, what's going on? But you know, see, when that plane landed, the pilot came on and said, thank God we got down in one piece. The hydraulic system had failed in the plane on takeoff. And here we got down in one piece. God is great. The people came to that young girl in the midst of that busy airport and were congratulated that she had the courage to pray out loud. One man came up to her, and he spoke to me first if he could speak to her, and then he came over and he said, I will give you $50 a month to water support. Never met her before in his life. That girl raised all her support in one trip for her work in Azerbaijan. One trip. I've never met any like her who's on fire for the Lord. Puts us to shame. I love my ministry. It's a privilege to be able to be part of this ministry and to reach those children with the gospel. I was in Portugal a few weeks ago, and we had a big camp, we had a basketball camp in Lisbon. Now, Portugal is a very hard place to reach the gospel, mainly Roman Catholic, so is Spain, so is Italy. And we had 150 children came to the camp, and 40-odd children got saved that week. I praise God for that. What a privilege to be part of a ministry that's reaching children with the gospel. And my question to you is this. I was ready for retiring. I'm 65, 2 weeks' time. Somebody asked me the other day, when are you retiring? I said, people in CF don't retire, they just get tired. And that's true. I've no desire to retire. As long as God gives me the strength to do this ministry, I want to continue with this because I see so much fruit for God. And my question to you tonight is, what age are you? Are you retiring age? God has a place for you, friend. God has a place for you. Whether it be here on your doorstep, whether it be by prayer, doesn't matter. He has a place for you. And that's something I love, that God gave me this opportunity to serve him among the people. Next slide. Time's gone, the better I'm finished. I'm afraid I get carried away sometimes with this ministry. That's why God gives it. Literature production, just quickly run this one through with you. We have a team of workers at our center in CEF in Switzerland. And we produce, this is one of our guys here, this is Tim Shirey, he's our graphic artist. You'll see him preparing all the stuff. He does that for the web, he does it for our literature. And we produce all of our literature for the mission field, which is a wonderful asset to have. Listen. You heard me say a moment ago, are you retired or thinking of retiring? Well, God says to you tonight, you are needed. I know some of you here are already in ministry, other ministries. And I thank God for my brothers and sisters who are doing that job, because there's different ministries. But you are needed. If the children of you are going to hear the gospel, then every Christian needs to be involved. Every Christian. And so you can be involved, firstly, oh, you've got all, you can be involved prayerfully. The work of God is advanced, beloved, through prayer. Through much prayer and supplication. Let your requests be known unto the Lord. And so the battle that we are fighting, most people need to learn to intercede for the children of Europe. The battle is won through prayer. Not by mighty works I have done, but by the grace of God. Only by his grace. You can be involved practically. Thank you for any investment you may have made or may care to make in the ministry to the children of Europe so that ministry can continue to grow. And finally, you can be involved personally. Children here in this area need to hear the good news of the Savior just as much as those in Europe. We need it here in Scotland. We need it here in Prestwick, Ayr, Cumnock, Ayrshire. Your work and the witness to the children in this area is just as important as my work is in Europe or anybody else's work is in Europe. CEF missionaries are needed to help reach the children of Bosnia. We're trying to start new work there. Luxembourg. Italy. As I said a minute ago, Portugal, Spain, Sweden, very hard country. Norway's the same. Turkey. These are all target countries we are working on just now to get ministry kick-started and working. Please pray with us that God will raise up the people of his choice to reach the unsaved children of these lands. Hudson Taylor once said, God's will, done in God's way, will never lack God's supply. I can testify to that as a missionary with CEF. Tell you now, when I see what God does and how he supplies the need, it's amazing. In closing, the writer to Hebrews exhorts us to do this. He says, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. At Riverside this morning, it was very special at the Lord's table. We were contemplating on going home to glory. But, folks, the Lord's kept us here for a reason. Yes, we look forward to a day when we'll see him and we'll be with him forevermore. That's the joy of the Christian. But there's still people yet to be saved. Still people we need to reach with the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And the Lord wants each one of us to accomplish his great works. He is saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? May he be willing to say, or may you be willing to say, and I be willing to say, Lord, here am I, send me. Let's close with prayer. Our loving God and Father, we thank you that you are the eternal God, that you are the awesome God, and all things are done, Lord, for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to sit here in relative comfort, to hear the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you tonight, Lord, for all of our brothers and sisters in these difficult lands. We think especially of Azerbaijan and Turkmenistan, Afghanistan, Turkey, people who are persecuted because they love the Lord Jesus. And we pray for our brothers and sisters tonight, some in prison, that you will draw near especially to them, that they might hear the still, small voice, I am near. We pray thy blessing, Lord, in the ministry of the church here, that, Lord, they will reach out to all around them and our own church, to the children, to the youth, to the adult, that, Lord, in so doing, they may win many people to know Jesus Christ as Lord. Lord, we pray thy blessing on the weeks ahead. We thank you, Lord, for what all is planned. And we ask you, Lord, it will be totally in your will that God might be glorified in all we do and in all we say. For we ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.